Vectis Radio. FM 104.6. Your station, your community.
Yes, welcome back, guys. You, of course, listen to Thursday Afternoon Adventure Show with Martin Louise as we enter our second hour of fun. And not only that, we've been joined by a special guest. Yes, because in the studio now we have got Marnie Marie with us. If you didn't know, she won the competition for White Noise this year, which meant she opened the main stage on Sunday at the Isle of Wight Festival, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're lucky enough to speak to Marnie at the Isle of Wight Festival as well after she'd done a session at the Platform One stage on the Saturday. As well, you were busy that weekend, weren't you?
I was very busy.
And also, you got a bit of a mention last week. We spoke about your work you've been doing in some of the schools around the island as well. So, yes, well, it's a chance to talk a bit about that and about interesting stuff you've got going on. How are you? You look a bit warm.
Yeah, very
first
warm.
Off, it is quite
boiling.
Yes, but you're still looking very glamorous.
Thank you.
How did you get into music? So we should start at the beginning in terms of how long you've been doing this.
So
what inspired you?
My primary school was really into music, and you know, we always did loads of school productions, and I kind of always sang just as a hobby, and I got put into singing lessons when I was six. So I did musical theatre actually until last year, and then kind of did Platform One alongside that from rock school age, which is about 13,
rock,
I think.
School.
It's rock very school. Popular, isn't it? Rock school on
yeah.
a Saturday morning.
So I started there and then I loved it. So I went and did the BTEC and then I did the degree.
So yeah. so have you always been on the island as well? So you're going up to, oh, okay, wow, cool. So yes, well, there's plenty. I didn't realise there's so much. You probably know more about what happens in terms of educational rock
yeah,
school.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
yeah.
still like, there was a rock school? Where's that? When I was starting my youth.
A really strong feeder actually for Platform One, isn't it? Because
yeah.
people come and they do the rock school on a Saturday morning and they start well, to
yeah.
enjoy.
It's a great introduction, I think, because I think a lot of people don't even realise it's there. Mm-hmm. So being able to go and do something just at the weekends, just to get a kind of feel of what it's like is really great.
And Do you write your own songs as well?
I do.
So when did that sort of start?
That started during lockdown, actually.
Oh, really?
So
interesting.
Platform One kind of announced that instead of doing White Noise that year, because that was the year that COVID shut everything down, they were going to do a songwriting competition. And I'd kind of been writing anyway, because it was in the gap between finishing high school and the BTEC, and I just kind of sat down and I just wrote every day. Sat at my piano and just think I wrote about 50 songs over that
wow.
summer, and I kind of sent something in and I didn't get anywhere, but they kind of sent me a message afterwards saying that it was actually really good, and I was like, oh, maybe I'm actually okay at this.
Yeah.
So carried on.
How many do you obviously play piano then? Do you play various instruments? Is that where you mostly write? Do you come out? How do you write your own songs in terms of you come up with a tune first or the melody first and then write the words, or is it more of a poetry, you write the poem and then, or is it a bit of both? Or
it's kind of a bit of a mix, really. I mean, sometimes I will just come up with like a lyrics and the melody first, or most of the time I kind of just sit down and I find some chords that I really like and then kind of build from there.
And is your inspiration generally from personal experience? You're like a Taylor Swift who just writes about her ex-boyfriends and
a bit.
the life-changing experiences
rather than... A bit. I like to take kind of inspiration from my own life. I find that a lot easier than trying to go and write about stuff that I haven't experienced, which is nice.
So what about musical influences? Who do you enjoy listening to?
Obviously, love a bit of Taylor Swift. Loving a bit of Sabrina Carpenter at the minute. I love Madison Beer, just like littler artists.
They aren't they? They're quite strong.
I mean, obviously Sabrina Carpenter's blown up now, but I've been following her for years and years and years, and I was like, huh, you don't have to be like super super famous to actually do some really cool things, which was
well,
really.
Even a similar Taylor Swift, she's been around for a long time. It's only in the last few years she's sort of exploded.
I know, yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, I managed to see her went to one of her concerts about many years ago at the O2, where she was,
no
yeah.
way.
I know, right?
Yes, gold dust now to
know.
Try and see her, isn't it?
I know, I tried to get tickets, it was impossible.
Yeah.
But then back to you, obviously, when we interviewed you back at the festival. It seems like a million years ago, but that was the start of a massively long period of time where you've been really busy. So what, shows every day at the festival, first of all?
Yeah.
How did it feel when you did the main stage?
It was so surreal. Like, I mean, we went in the morning and kind of sat down and got ready, and that was like, got really nervous. Mm. And I don't know what happened really, because I got all ready and I was just stood on the side of the stage, and it kind of just snapped and went into like performance mode. And
brilliant.
I've never done that before. Mm. And I just, all my nerves just disappeared.
Wonderful.
And I was kind of just like, I got this.
Yeah.
Which was...
Well, I mean, we were talking, obviously, the day before, and you were saying you've been drilling your routine and it was different to what you'd done for the other day. So you'd obviously, you and the team had obviously worked really hard.
Yeah.
I think you have to kind of draw from that, don't you, and think, I'm good enough for this. I can pull this off. But
definitely.
Is that, presumably, that's the biggest stage and audience that you've had before?
Yeah, definitely. I was just like, ah.
But I bet you were buzzing when you came.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long, you know... Is it that
definitely.
Sort of, did it take you quite a while to almost get back to normal as such? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, since they kind of announced that I won White Noise, it's been kind of like, I don't believe it. Mm. Like, I didn't believe it.
A bit surreal.
And how was that process going through that competition? Because obviously you were aware of the competition over the year, like you say, previously, you know, in a different guise applied for that stuff, and it's obviously a big thing with Platform One that you're heavily involved in. How were you confident going into that? You must have known your competition a little bit. Or
I mean, I actually nearly missed the deadline for it.
Exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, I literally got the band together at Christmas.
Right, okay.
I kind of panicked and went, oh my goodness, I need to get a band together. And so all of that came together at Christmas.
Wow.
And so I'd entered to play in Brighton for the Great Escape, which we got, and they kind of went, Hermione, you should enter White Noise. And I was like, okay. Started the application and realised that we had no live video performances because we hadn't performed live at that point.
Hmm.
White Noise was our first gig as a band.
Oh my
So we literally went and booked a studio, recorded the video, and I literally sent it in the evening of the deadline.
Oh, right. See, I don't really know how they enter the competition. I just thought you kind of got on stage and done a song and then they judged it on the evening. But there's quite a lot of prep work behind that, is there? You have to prove your worth as an actual band then, or as a sustainable act.
You've got to send in, I think, a song, or you got to send in a song, a live performance, and then just do a lot of kind of explaining about why you want it and... who you are.
Oh, wow, it's quite a long process.
So almost like a bit like a Dragon's Den type scenario, in that you've got to go with your pitch and all of your, you know, research and all your everything down.
Yeah, you've got to kind of do a bit of persuading of the panel that you...
worthy.
Yeah.
Well, obviously,
then,
you've done a great job at that.
Yeah.
I tried.
And on the back of that, that's meant that you've gone and visited quite a few schools on the island.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that come about? Because again, that's through Platform One. Did they approach you?
Because
I've never heard of anything like that happening on the island.
So I think they used to do it back before COVID. Mm. And obviously, through COVID, they kind of lost that. So they kind of approached me after winning White Noise and went, do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, why not? Mm. And so...
Really nice to engage with young people about music in a positive way, not just saying, you've got to go to a music lesson. You're actually inspiring them and making them realise that music can be fun and it can be relaxing and it can be a big part of their lives.
It was so lovely to see how excited they all were to, you know... experience it.
I wonder how many of them nowadays get the opportunity to actually play music, and like, you know, rather than just say Spotify or whatever, just actually try an instrument, because music in schools has sort of probably took a bit of battering in terms of funding and stuff.
Yeah, well, it was nice because we did kind of a little bit of a segment where we'd ask people what they played, and it was lovely to see how many people actually do how many children do play instruments.
Yeah. Usually just primary school children. So just to, just to kind of cover off, you went
23
primary schools across the island.
Yeah.
And what did you discuss? Your music, what you'd done? Or just give us a little explain in terms of what did you do at these schools?
So we played the same set that we played for main stage. So we'd start with a song and then go into what instruments the children played, and then we'd play another song, and then we'd kind of go around all of us and say how long we've all been playing music for, and kind of tell the children that, you know, it doesn't really matter how long you've been playing an instrument, you can all still play music together, mm-hmm. whether you've been doing it for a year or, you know, 6 years. Mm-hmm. And then we did another song, and then we kind of went into a bit of a chat about festival and who they saw.
Yeah, because a lot of kids go, don't they, now? And they they get really inspired by it. I mean, we have some youngsters come in on a Saturday morning, and one of them was totally blown away by Green Day.
Yeah.
And he hadn't really heard of them beforehand, but he ended up getting one of their drumsticks, and he was like, I love them now. And it does. It's things like that stick in the memory, don't they? So
yeah. And then we did one more song, and then we had a bit of a Q&A.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was so nice.
And you've got some good feedback from them, haven't you, via social media, and also them giving you hugs.
Yeah, I was shocked. Honestly, my mum phoned me up one day, and she went, "Have you looked at your YouTube?" And I was like, "No." She goes, "The children have found the
you.
YouTube."
The children have found you.
They found the YouTube. And I went on there, and bless them, it was a very long period of time doing all the schools, so obviously you have a bit of a dip where you're like, oh my goodness, this is so exhausting.
Yeah.
And seeing that was just like, oh my goodness, I need to keep going.
Yeah,
because you were saying about some, just off air, about some fantastic comments and people taking your autograph and wanting to sell it on eBay.
Yeah, definitely.
How long was the tour?
I think we did it over 3 weeks.
I say, it was quite intensive. When I looked at the dates, I thought, crikey, that's a lot to fit in.
So we did, I think we did 3 1-week, and then we did 2 full weeks.
Right, okay.
And then went on Monday, Tuesday, the next week.
That is full on then, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I suppose you have to have a different discipline when you're playing like that regularly to protect your voice, to make sure that you're up to doing the performance, because you're going day on day, you've not got any rest breaks between. So has that taught you things about how to manage that relentless side of it?
Definitely. I mean, before all of this happened, I hadn't performed live in over a year. I took a real break from live performance and just focused on studio work and writing and kind of creating the songs. So I was, before festival, really nervous because I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know whether my voice will hold up because I haven't done, you know, singing for that long in ages. So being able to get up and sing every day was so good for me building my, like, singing stamina up again. It was great.
And you've got some exciting things coming up as well, haven't you? So there's a certain gig coming up fairly soon, is it?
It's at the end of the month.
Okay, right, okay. So we've got time to still get our tickets and go to this then. So this is at Strings.
Yeah.
And do you want to explain to us?
Tell us more. Tell me more.
So me and the band are supporting the Jermaine Sisters at Strings, which is super, super exciting.
So do you get to sort of collaborate with them to work out how your songs are going to fit in with those, or is it literally you just plan your set and you turn up on the night?
Yeah, just, I think we're going to kind of go in and rework some of the songs and just get a slightly different variation
together. Because I suppose it depends on the venue sometimes as to the way you want to play it. Because if you're playing to a field full of people is different to playing for 300 in a closed venue, I suppose.
Yes. So I think we're going to try and rearrange a couple of the songs for that gig. Mm-hmm. But it's super exciting because they're being really, really supportive of me in all of their promotion. Oh, like, they've tagged me in everything and
get your name out.
Did a video about it, weren't mentioning me, and it's like, oh my goodness.
Oh well, well done. That's brilliant.
I'm really grateful for that.
Exciting times. And is the band still the same original lineup that was first started when you pulled them all together at Christmas a couple of years ago, or has that changed anything at the time? No.
I mean, we've lost a couple of people just due to them being busy and not being able to put as much time in as they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a couple of swap arounds.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be exciting too.
Yeah. So when actually is this date?
Let me have a
I had a feeling when you said it was the end of the month.
Yes.
But where can we get tickets then? Can we get tickets? You know that bit?
Yes.
Yes.
You can get tickets on String's website.
Okay, cool.
And I think the gig, it's on a Wednesday.
Okay, end of the month, from narrowing it down.
I'm going 28th.
I think it's the 28th
too. Oh, to me. Okay, do we know that's a Wednesday? I could just guess anything.
It is. The 21st.
The 21st.
Oh, lucky we didn't go to the 28th because we'd have been late.
I know.
Wednesday the 21st. Is that right? Yes. 21st of August. So literally just in a sort of few weeks' time, really.
Yeah.
Tickets are available from Strings and other any other online website or any other.
It's just Strings.
Just Strings.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. And what about music releases going forward? Because you've got a new song at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have. My new track, I Like Me Better.
Oh, funny enough, we might be able to play that in a minute.
Ooh.
Very exciting. And then I've got a few songs.
Have you got an album in the pipeline? Are you building towards some kind of compilation,
EP,
some sort of LP?
Or something like that.
I feel like
we're wheedling something out of Marnie Marie.
So I'm currently trying to write an album.
Okay.
For next year. But currently, I've got about 5 or 6 songs that I want to put out on an EP. But following festival, we've decided that we're going to take a bit more time. We were going to release it straight afterwards because I had them like 90% ready. But we've decided that we're going to kind of go in and rework some of it to make it even better.
I think good to leave them wanting more for a bit and then come out with something really special. That sounds like a plan.
Of course, you're still doing your studies with Platform One, aren't you? Still in the course, so that, you know, that's also takes up some time as well. Yeah. You're still learning the ropes on that side of it, so
definitely.
You're a busy lady, aren't you? Busy lady.
I like to try and keep busy.
Oh, that's good. And so you've got to just make us a complete promise when you're really big, and that you're going all around the world. You will at least tag us in some of your social media.
At least give an autograph we can sell on eBay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
And if you're on the island, you can come and see us and say
hello.
It's been brilliant to talk to you, Marnie.
Thank you for having me.
Really good story as well, that how far you've kind of come and how you can go. It's really exciting times, and you seem really nice as well, which is great, isn't it?
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, not that
lovely. Oh, sounds like a friend's round. A bunch of friends around. Okay, cool. Like I said, we're going to play your track, I Like Me Better. Now, Marnie, which is a bit surprised, you weren't expecting us to play this, were you?
No,
I know. I've snuck it into our playlist. So play this, and then we've got a few
this
hours.
This might be the last show we do.
That's it. Yeah. Station manager listening, doesn't let me do this. But anyway, here's Marnie's new, brand new song. And we'll have the ads and then a bit more music, and then me and Louise will be back for more.